Johnson & Johnson has announced its anticipated acquisition of Guidant Corporation. The company says it will pay $25.4 billion for Guidant, making it the fourth largest merger deal announced this year. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Consumers know J&J for its baby shampoo and Band-Aids, but the company makes most of its profits from prescription drugs. Many of its best-selling drugs, such as the anemia drug Procrit, the antipsychotic drug Risperdal, and Remicade for arthritis, are poised for slowing sales. And, like many large drug makers, Johnson & Johnson doesn't have a large pool of new, best-selling drugs waiting in the wings to take over. So it's trying to beef up its profits by plunging deeper into the medical device business. Guidant is a fast-growing star in that field. It makes implantable cardiac defibrillators that shock an irregularly beating heart into beating at a steady pace. The market for defibrillators has grown rapidly, and recently Medicare announced a major expansion in its coverage of the devices, which can cost up to $35,000 apiece. For a company like Johnson & Johnson, whose sales are expected to approach $47 billion this year, Guidant is just a bite-sized acquisition. It's one-tenth the size of J&J. Analysts say that means J&J will be on the prowl for another deal once it's digested this one. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.